I'm pretty confident. Well, I'm satisfied as the local MP that health issues, coming New Zealand Health, are actually taking the appropriate steps in this situation.
We'll try and have a chat to them as well. Adam Marshall with us on the morning show, the Nationals MP for Northern Tablelands. Now, I know you can't tell us too much about it, but you've got a pretty busy morning, and I'm really grateful for your time, so I know you've got a lot on your plate, but you're about to table your puppy farm inquiry report.
That's right, Kelly. Yes, we've been working on this for the last few months, and of course we had the hearing in Armidale, so I'm actually in about 11 minutes. we'll be tabling this report in Parliament. But I can let you know, given that it's only 11 minutes away, that the report does contain 34 recommendations and 4 findings, and it'll come as no surprise that we are recommending to government that we do introduce a breeder's licensing scheme for all commercial dog and cat breeding in New South Wales. Currently we don't have such a scheme, and that as a requirement or a foundation stone of that system, that the government legislate to make it a requirement that whenever a companion animal is advertised for sale, for commercial sale via any medium, that not only would it be a requirement for the animal's microchip number to be displayed, but also the breeder number, the breeder identification number, so that the buyer, also the enforcement agency, can actually track that animal back to the breeder and the breeding facility. But also it's the best way, taking all the evidence into account, of us to capture information about how many breeders we have out there and where they're located. Because there is no, as we've talked about before, Kelly, that's part of the problem. Yeah. We don't know where they are, we don't know how many there are, and that allows an enforcement agency to better allocate the resources they have to do some proactive work of spot checks, but also working with breeders. And the RSPCA said the vast majority of breeders they deal with, even those that are found to have breached the rules, the vast majority are able to be brought up to standard. The RSPCA works with them to bring them up to standard rather than bashing them over the head with a stick. They actually work with them to ensure best practice or better animal welfare outcomes. So we need to capture that data. But a number of other things that we recommend is that we support the continuation of the sale of companion animals through pet shops. We didn't find any evidence. No, and we certainly didn't find any evidence that limiting the number of animals that a particular breeder could have would in any way bring about better animal welfare outcomes. We've also recommended that we establish a common database and better coordination between the enforcement agencies, including local councils in the state, just to remove some inefficiencies and duplication which we identified. So a common database, because we're going to digitise, we're suggesting that we continue to digitise the microchipping regime across the state, so that if there's a report of a breach of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act or a breach of the Breeding Animal Code of Practice, that that can be noted on the database, that we have a system where we have breeder identification numbers in the system, clear details of where those facilities are, and then in essence, all those enforcement agencies can access that database and see the complaint history or the infringement history of particular breeders. And what that allows over time is people like the RSPCA to develop a risk matrix that they know the breeding facilities they need to keep an eye on, and they know the ones that are exceeding best practice that they really, really don't need to sort of focus much of their attention on. So essentially it's about a more strategic allocation of resources, in essence, to weed out the rogues and the unscrupulous operators, but essentially not overburden those that are doing the right thing. And we're very conscious of that. We heard some strong evidence from people like Dogs New South Wales saying, look, don't penalise us, we are doing the right thing. Yeah. And they certainly are. So we wanted to introduce this, or recommend the government introduce a system that helped to provide all the information we needed to the enforcement agencies, and in essence expose and then weed out those rogue operators.
So these are the recommendations you're confident the government will adopt?
Well, the government will have 6 months to consider the report. The committee that put together the report were a 9-member committee comprising government, opposition, independent and Animal Justice Party MPs, and this report is a unanimous report, which isn't all that common in joint select committee, but this is a unanimous report in that every member of this committee is proud to put their name to the report and the recommendations, including myself. And so on that basis, I would certainly hope that the government would take up the recommendations, but as I said, the government has 6 months from the date of tabling today to consider that report and issue their response to the Parliament.
Marshall, thanks for that this morning. Cheers.
No worries. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. That's the member for the Wind Table, and Adam Marshall, about to walk into the Parliament, table that very report. And there was a hearing in Armidale. You might take a deeper look at it on the programme tomorrow. You might even like to join us. What do you think? If you're a dog breeder out there, or a cat breeder, is that fair enough? Are you happy to have a licence? It did seem to be the cause from so many people who gave evidence. Actually, they supported the push to see that kind of measure introduced. Is that a reasonable enough thing? As long as, you know, those kind of measures are in place, is that going to make you happy to see those breeding activities continue? 1300 658 222 is our number, or you can join me on the text 0467 922 684. On the text, we were talking a bit earlier this morning about the Wear It Purple Day that a lot of schools in the region are taking part in tomorrow. This is from Rob. He says, "Hello, Kel. The Wear It Purple Day in film, completely inappropriate in